I say it every year, whether on the beach, in a hammock, or sitting on your deck, the cheapest way to exit the Whistler bubble is through a book. Not only can you rapidly escape to myriad elsewheres, but, more importantly than ever, also return better informed about the world and our place in it. In that vein, I share a few worthy nonfiction titles. Blind Drunk, A Sober Look at Our Boozy Culture, by Veronica Woodruff, Tidewater Press 2025. Almost all of us grow up alcohol adjacent, whether through family, friends, activities, or tacit societal approval. How we choose to manage that relationship can define us. Debut Pemberton author Veronica Woodruff not only grew up surrounded by alcohol's institutional and cultural green lights, but in the belly of that beast's ultimate pathology, from which she repeatedly tried to escape. From her parents' de facto alcoholism through her own peer-approved initiation, casual use, occasional misuse, and late flirtation with dependency, Woodruff's engaging recollections of a life spent running from alcohol's ravages on her family while simultaneously entertaining its charms and ubiquity, particularly in the Whistler outdoor vortex, is a page-turning roadmap of re-examination, research, and ultimate chosen sobriety that will make anyone look more closely at why and how they drink. Insectopolis, A Natural History, by Peter Cooper, Norton, 2025. A woman is taking her visiting brother to check out an exhibition on insects at the New York Public Library. Suddenly, an unrevealed event occurs that wipes out all humans and, as the great naturalist E.O. Wilson once predicted, sees the world revert to the rich state of biological equilibrium that existed before we messed it up, including myriad insects who now step in to tour the reader through their wide-ranging academic study and 400-million-year evolutionary history. This visually immersive work of graphic nonfiction by award-winning cartoonist Peter Cooper dives into a world where ants, bees, and butterflies investigate humanity's long-standing connections to them. A visual feast that layers history and science, color and design, Cooper tells the remarkable tales of dung beetles navigating by the stars, hawk-sized prehistoric dragonflies, and mosquitoes changing the course of human history. Cooper also illuminates pioneering naturalists, from well-known figures like Wilson and Rachel Carson, to unheralded luminaries like Black American scholar Charles Henry Turner, who documented arthropod intelligence, and 17th-century German savant Maria Sibylla Marion, the mother of entomology. Galvanized by the ongoing insect crisis and broader global sixth extinction, Cooper leads us on a journey into a world of far more import than we imagine. Tequila Wars, Jose Cuervo and the Bloody Struggle for the Spirit of Mexico, by Ted Genoways, Norton 2025. True story. Before there were Mexican drug cartels, there was a tequila cartel, a union of the most important distillers in the famous Tequila Valley who, when it suited, suspended the precepts of normal competition to stand united in the face of challenges that included capricious government edicts, American temperance, and the varied political unravelings and guerrilla threats of the Mexican Revolution. The almost unfathomable violence of the latter is telling historical context to many of the intimidation tactics of today's bloody-minded cartels. Before the revolution, of course, Cuervo's acclaim had spread worldwide, and once war broke out, he remained an impresario, kingmaker, and cultural force, ultimately forced into a shadowy existence on the run from Pancho Villa's death threats. Despite action aplenty, this deeply researched and reported dual biography of Cuervo and the tequila industry will appeal less to those who casually enjoy the occasional margarita than dedicated history buffs who prefer their details detailed. The Burning Earth, A History, by Sunil Amrith, Norton 2024. What has been the true planetary cost of humanity's extraordinary expansion of freedom and mobility? Sunil Amrith, professor of both history and environment at Yale University, plumbs this question with sweeping stories that pair environment and empire, genocide and ecocide. Human prowess in agriculture and the control of nature have allowed billions of us to exist and thrive despite the true gestalt of these achievements, as one reviewer notes, being a devastating panorama of human folly. I prefer to see Amrith's poetic meditation more as a guide on how to avoid the dark paths history has already trodden, albeit The Burning Earth was penned before the likes of Trump and modern neo-fascist conservatism began doubling down on humanity's worst mistakes. Nevertheless, Amrith prefers to look to the light. More people are challenging the self-destructive folly that captured the imagination of the powerful and privileged for 200 years, and which maintains a chokehold on our collective right to breathe, the idea that human ambition could simply disregard the health of rivers, the viability of forests, and the suffering of animals. Is a River Alive? By Robert McFarlane, Norton 2025. Speaking of rivers, how about a book that everyone in the literary nonfiction world is talking about this spring? Well, it should also be the book that you're talking about. For fans, it's everything you expect from McFarlane, a writer internationally renowned for his dazzling prose on nature, people, and places. For newbies, his latest addition to a canon that includes Underland, The Old Ways, and Mountains of the Mind will doubtless draw you to the fold of the former. Marrying three extraordinary journeys, the cloud forests of Ecuador, the wounded creeks of India, and the wild but compromised rivers of Canada, to meditations on the fragile chalk stream near his own home, McFarlane challenges perspectives while transforming how we look at the natural world. After reading this, should someone pose the title's question in conversation, you'll undoubtedly have an answer. Leslie Anthony is a biologist, writer, and author of several popular books on environmental science.